Henderson's Cadillac, located at 940 East Compton Boulevard, Compton, California. Henderson's Cadillac, located at 940 East Compton Boulevard, Compton, California. New pre-owned vintage Cadillacs, insurance, collisions, repairs, welcome. Ask for Jeffrey Henderson's operations manager at 310-594-2097. That's 310-594-2097. Complete Automotive Center. If you had an accident in your car and the repairs are over $5,000, we'll give you a free rental car up to 5 working days. That's a free rental car up to 5 working days. That's Henderson's Cadillac, 940 East Compton Boulevard, Compton, California. That number again is 310-594-2097. That's 310-594-2097. Or you can hit us on our website at www.thejeffreyhendersonshow.com. That's www.thejeffreyhendersonshow.com. That's Henderson's Cadillac for all your service needs. That number again is 310-594-2097. 310-594-2097.
Welcome to this edition of the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report. And I just want to say, after touching down from Nashville, Tennessee, I want to thank some people that were out there that helped our trip make it what it was. I want to thank the Solid Rock Bistro. I want to thank the Hyatt North, United One Productions and Kea Designs. I want to thank TBN Studios for letting us broadcast from their television facility for the 6th Annual Christian Music Awards. Of course, it will be aired in approximately 3 weeks. We will keep you posted on when that's going to air exactly. And we want to thank Pax Tuxedos in Fresno, California for blazing me with the hottest tuxes, y'all. And of course, if you saw it, Ty Tribbett was wonderfully asking about my tuxes, and so was CC Winans. We had a great time. But if you want to get a tux and you want to dress up for a very elegant social occasion or a major wedding in your family or friends, call 559-225-6619, 559-225-6619. She will take care of you. She's been in the tux business for over 42 years. Coming to Fresno, California, Sunday, January 16th, the Drum Major for Justice Awards Banquet, sponsored by KFSN TV Channel 30, featuring Billy D. Williams, actor and humanitarian. Sunday, January 16th, 2011, at the Fresno Convention Center Exhibit Hall. Social hours at 6 p.m. Dinner is at 7 p.m. The keynote address is at 8 p.m. by none other than Mr. Billy D. Williams himself. Tickets are only $100 and they are available now. To get a ticket, you can call 559-268-0941. 559-268-0941. Billy D. Williams, the Drum Major for Justice Awards Banquet, Sunday, January 16th, 2011. Be there. I will. Also, we're going to drop this major announcement on you. McCoy and McCoy Talent Development. That's right. My sister and I have teamed up to create talent development company for self-esteem, confidence, development, photographic development in front of camera, and teaching you how to handle media interviews. For information, call 559-288-8947. 559-288-8947. Let her know you heard it on the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report. And we are so excited that on Blog Talk Radio, we have Malik Lee, former bodyguard for Snoop, coming on. So he'll be on, and it's going to be a great show. Now, the California Advocate newspaper will now start airing the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report and Ken McCoy Radio on the California Advocate website. So look forward to that. We are so excited. Here's some upcoming movies you need to mark your calendars. Next week, Megamind with Will Ferrell. Colored Girls, Janet Jackson and Oprah Winfrey. Unstoppable, Denzel Washington and Chris Pine. And of course, in November, the American Music Awards and the Latin Grammys will be in Las Vegas. American Music Awards will be in Los Angeles at the Nokia Theater. This is Ken McCoy with the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report. We want to thank you for listening and being a part of this glamorous broadcast. No gossip, straight news. Keep it hot. This is Ken McCoy. God bless you all.
And we want to welcome everybody to Ken McCoy Radio. Thanks for staying tuned with what's happening. We have an exciting show. Of course, we have Malik Lee coming up
folks, you're going to hear it. But here's what I want to do first. The first thing I want to do is I want to tell you that I have been confirmed to speak at the Edison High School Alumni and Olympic Dinner on November the 6th, the same night as the Gospel Fest in Fresno, California. The theme is Making It Happen, so I will be there at that event presenting and, of course, doing a presentation. So I will not say what I'm going to do, but you want to check it out. It's going to be at the Grand, 1401 Grand at the Fulton Mall, on the Fulton Mall downtown, the old Shimonello's building right there. So for getting tickets, you can call Edison High School, and you get tickets all the way till Wednesday. Now, here's the deal. You've heard me promoting this event about Malik Lee coming on the show. There is a song that he produced under his record label called Paparazzi. And I want you to listen very carefully at the words of this song, because it's talking about what he felt and what was going on during that trial information, that when that case came down and it was bearing down on him. So I want you to check out this tune called Paparazzi by Malik, the Vigilante.
This goes out to the paparazzi and the media back in the day when they tried to get me. It's funny how y'all get information twisted and make the people believe what you want them to believe. Knowing in your heart, man, that you're wrong for doing what you're doing. This situation caused the family unnecessary grief. You know it wasn't murder. It was self-defense. The paparazzi watching me pop with the camera shooting because I'm famous. Try to get an angle. The bold is last. My life is on my eyes. Full of all them lies and spies. They try to get me. The reason to be defeated all my enemies. No one here to challenge. You can't convict me. A rebel for fun. Don't run with the gun. Vigilante and caring. The Holy Spirit protector. The editorial columnist edition. Word giver of confession. Warm-blooded admission. Guilt, treason. The reason for my innocence was self-defense. The Lord was my witness. The media circled me, painted a picture vividly, and tried to turn the whole world against me. If I did the crime, I had to do the time. But didn't commit the crime, but still I had to do the time.
Everything is everything, and when you're seeing me for me, but when the paparazzi come and put in everything you see, they know it's what is right from wrong, but what is really going on? And truth will always set you free. Oh, paparazzi.
The media is sitting for ways are ridiculous, changing the information, homicide is serious. Accusations formed with a conclusion. Meditated from thoughts, they set me up for losing. I sat in jail, confused without a bail. Solitary confinement, lonesome in the cold cell. I had to find my way up out of misery, knowing it's just a test. My Lord, he wouldn't forget me. Paparazzi flashing them evil thoughts that framed me with a picture way before the jury. Heard a word, a lecture of the truth. I swear, up in the booth, the spirit, it did convince me. No murderous thoughts, a victim of a homicide. No gang relations, reason for a hoorah. My true ambition was service and protection, serving for God, the vigilant by your side.
Everything is everything, and when you're seeing me for me, but when the paparazzi come and put in everything you see, they know it's what is right from wrong, but what is really going on? The truth will always set you free. Oh, paparazzi.
It's bitter and sweet, agony without defeat. Feeling inside, the knowledge that a brother died, a wrong for death, Satan put him to the test. It's sad to say, only the strong survive. I feel your pain, pity for the family. Hopefully one day, I know you can forgive me. I know it's hard, living through the tragedy. The paparazzi, bringing back the memories. I can't forget it, I see it in my sleep. I picture your funeral, your mama when she weeps. The Lord knows, I'm praying for my enemies. Just think about it, are you really all my enemies? Or are we all victims of the paparazzi? Lies and ties, pictures to convict me. I had to do it, trigger had to pull it. The world, you gotta know my life, it was in danger.
Everything is everything, and when you're seeing me for me, but when the paparazzi come and put in everything you see, they know it's what is right from wrong, but what is really going on? The truth will always set you free.
Goes out to the paparazzi and the prosecution. Back in the day, they tried to convict me for a murder charge, knowing it wasn't murder, it was really self-defense. Also out to the family, man, of the deceased. God knows, I feel your pain. I didn't mean to do it, but sorry.
You heard it right here on Ken McCoy Radio. Thank you for listening. That was a song called Paparazzi by Malik Lee. He will be connecting with us in a few minutes, folks, and we're just excited to have him on. This has been a long time coming to hear the story of what happened during this troublesome time in his life where he was basically doing what he was hired to do as a job. That was his job, to protect Snoop Dogg, and that situation came down to where he had to do what he had to do. And, of course, you will hear it. There was no malice involved. He had to protect and do his job. And so you will hear from Malik Lee, from his voice. Of course, you saw on VH1 the celebrity profile for Snoop on that situation. However, what you're going to hear from and how you're going to hear it is from the man himself, Malik Lee, and what he had to do to protect his job and his client's life at that time, and the circumstances around it that you did not hear on any other broadcast show, but you're going to hear it on Ken McCoy Radio. And we thank everybody for listening. We thank Jeffrey Henderson Cadillac out of Compton, California, for co-sponsoring this show, as well as Ecclesia University. Ecclesia University can be reached at 559-252-4000. But again, we are excited that Malik's coming on the show. Malik has a record label, has a clothing line. He's now a Christian. He has some productions that he's got going down, and we're just excited to have him on. It's been a rare situation. He's in the middle of his documentary. We had a chance to sit down with him for a few minutes to be on his documentary and to document what's going on. And we just want to thank everybody for staying tuned to Ken McCoy Radio as we bring you this exclusive show. We had last week, we were in Nashville, Tennessee, live from the Christian Music Awards, and that will be on the air in 3 weeks on TBN with an audience of approximately 100 million people. So we were backstage broadcasting, of course, live from the event, TBN studios, recording studios, as well as interviewing, of course, CC Winans and Ty Tribbett. Ty Tribbett has a new album out called Fresh. So check that out as well. And again, we will be talking to Malik Lee, so stay tuned to Ken McCoy Radio as we bring it to you, boy. We are so excited. And again, we are broadcasting live, and we are excited about this because we have people that want to come on the show. They want to get the word out, and our numbers are great, and we're just excited that we're using this new medium to get this information out. And of course, Malik Lee is brilliant in the sense of getting in touch with us and finding a window in his schedule to come on and talk to us about what happened, because there's so many questions that so many people want to know, like what happened and how are you feeling as a man, how are you feeling as a husband, what was going through your mind. We saw what was in the media, but what was really going on in the trial, and what were the thought processes going on? So you're going to hear it from Malik Lee shortly. And again, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you for staying tuned. And right after this commercial, we should be hearing from Malik Lee. So stand by as we bring you more right here.
Henderson's Cadillac, located at 940 East Compton Boulevard, Compton, California. New pre-owned vintage Cadillacs, insurance, collisions, repairs, welcome. Ask for Jeffrey Henderson's operations manager at 310-594-2097. That's 310-594-2097. Complete Automotive Center. If you had an accident in your car and the repairs are over $5,000, we'll give you a free rent-a-car up to 5 working days. That's a free rent-a-car up to 5 working days. That's Henderson's Cadillac, 940 East Compton Boulevard, Compton, California. That number again is 310-594-2097. That's 310-594-2097. Or you can hit us on our website at www.thejeffreyhendersonshow.com. That's www.thejeffreyhendersonshow.com. That's Henderson's Cadillacs for all your service needs. That number again is 310-594-2097. 310-594-2097.
And we are back. Thank you, Mr. Henderson, for sponsoring this show out of Compton, California. We appreciate you, and we appreciate Malik Lee. This is Ken McCoy Radio. Stay with me. I am on Twitter. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, MySpace, and everywhere in between. Of course, the globality of this is going around the world. And if you happen to miss it, You can hear it on iTunes a little bit later today. It is archived, so we're expecting Mr. Malik Lee to call us and get the information, and we are so excited. So I believe we got the man himself on the line, so let's see if we got the man on the line himself. Mr. Malik Lee.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. How you doing? Can you hear me?
I'm doing well. Everything going well for you, sir?
Yeah, everything is going good. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Malik, you know, this is a long time coming. I mean, it's been said so many different ways about the trial, the coveted trial. Can you bring our listeners into your world as to what happened? And I need you to get real close to that mic. I want to make sure everybody can hear the details of what happened during the incident, what led to the incident, and the aftermath. And then we'll get caught up with what you're working on now. But take us back to that time. Okay?
Okay. Well, as you know, I used to be the bodyguard for Snoop Dogg. And in 1993, he and I were both accused of murder, although it wasn't a situation like that. It was a self-defense situation, but it was a situation where there was someone's life that was unfortunately that was taken. It was a time where everything was, it was just really, really trying, you know, and everything was, our spirit was being tested and all of that, man. We just had to really, had to just stay focused and just keep the faith and know that everything that we went through, you know, it was for a reason. So it was rough. It was extremely rough. You know, unfortunately, the guy died, like I said, and, you know, we told the truth from the very beginning, and that's what, you know, what really bothered me from the beginning. I mean, I believe in, you know, our justice system, but they said that I was too truthful and too articulate and detailed that I had to be lying because I can recount exactly what happened, you know, and, you know, we told the prosecution exactly what happened. And, you know, when the guy fell, his friends had taken, you know, they took the gun, so there was no gun, so it looked like we were lying. But the thing that really, you know, set it off was at the grand jury indictment when they told the truth. You know, they came and they said they took the gun, and, you know, they said that, you know, that I had fired in self-defense after his friend had reached it. You know, then they still indicted us. So at that point, I knew that, you know, I was going to have to go through some tribulation to make it through that.
Now, Malik, take me into your mindset. Here you are, they're looking at you saying you and Snoop were facing, what were you facing?
25 to life.
Now, was this under the three strikes or even before three strikes you're out?
No, this was under the three strikes at the time. They had just really initiated the three strike rules. But, you know, they were trying to make it a capital case, but, you know, unfortunately they couldn't do it. But we were looking at 25 to life, you know, definitely. With the quickness, man. I mean, the prosecution was really pushing for that. You know, they said it was a so-called hire, a murder for hire, because, you know, at that time, you know, we had the money, and, you know, Snoop had already had some situations where, you know, he needed a bodyguard. So, you know, I guess I was hired for that. You know, they had no idea what they were talking about. I wasn't even from California. You know, I was a professional bodyguard, you know, and that was my job. I did exactly what I was, you know, what I was supposed to do, and I was protect him, you know, and that's what I did.
Now, can you tell me, Malik, was this in Los Angeles?
No, this was in Venice at the time. The company was building a house for Snoop, and we were living in Venice at the time, waiting on the house to be done. We moved in together, you know. We bought an apartment complex, and from the outside, it looked like six regular apartments. But, you know, the upstairs was where Snoop and I and our families lived. And, you know, the situation happened in front of our house where the altercation, the argument happened, and then later on our way to the studio, we saw the guys again, and that's where, you know, the shooting occurred, down the street from the house.
So you were at home, basically. You and Snoop were at home, and something happened in front of your home, and it led to going to another facility where it took place.
Right. We were on our way to the studio. And Snoop and I always come downstairs together, you know, and the rest of the group, the Dog Pound, they were downstairs waiting for Snoop and I to, you know, to come downstairs so we can be at the studio by noon. And there was some commotion downstairs, and I thought Snoop had maybe had walked down before me. But as I'm coming out of my apartment, you know, he was coming out of his, so we ran down the stairs together. And I had him behind me, and I saw I saw the guys arguing with some of the, you know, the members of the group in front of the apartment complex. They didn't even see us. So at that time, I did see the guy brandish a weapon, but it wasn't a situation where, you know, it was threatening or nothing. I guess he was trying to scare somebody. They took off. So after they had taken off, you know, we had tried to calm everybody down. It took about 20 to 30 minutes just to calm them down. But we knew that we had to be at the studio by noon. So on our way to the studio, we left. And I don't know if you, of course, you remember Daz Dillinger, but Daz had forgot the DAT player, which at that time, that's, you know, like our hard drive. So we had to go back and get the DAT player. As we're coming back down the street, you know, there was a guy who flags us down, and I remember him being the passenger. This was the heavyset guy that was, you know, I remember him pulling, you know, Philip Waldemaring back in the car. I remember that. So he flagged us down the middle of the street, and, you know, and we had pulled over. And he's like, listen, hey, I'm sorry, you know, my friend, he's just like that. He's, you know, don't even worry about it. We know who you guys are. Just don't, you know, don't even worry about it. We apologize. And the next thing you know, we see the bushes move, and Philip Waldemaring is running towards the car. And as he's running towards the car, his friend stops him and grabs him. And he grabs him, and after he had grabbed him, he pushed him away. And when Philip pushed away, you know, he had reached. And that's when I fired.
Now, how far were you from Snoop when you did what you had to do?
I was side by side. I was less than 6 inches. I mean, we were in our car. You know, we were in our car on our way back home. Snoop was driving, and I was on the passenger side. And the guy that got shot was probably, I'd say, 25 to 30 feet away from us when it happened. Yeah.
Now, by protocol, were you separated from Snoop at that time under protocol is the easiest way I can say that?
No. What happened right after the shooting had happened, we called the police. I made the 911 call. They didn't tell you that. I gave my badge number. They didn't tell you that. I was a licensed professional bodyguard. They didn't tell you that. You know, Snoop didn't just hire me.
Okay, so you're saying you called 911.
Oh, I called 911. We made a distress call. The prosecution never told you that. At that time, we had contacted our attorney, David Kidder and Johnny Cochran, and both of them were in Miami under cases. So the plan was to, when they came back the next day, to turn ourselves in. So that's exactly what we did. But, you know, fortunately, the next day was the American Music Awards. So, you know, Snoop had to be at the American Music Awards, and that's when, you know, they had 100 cars at the American Music Awards trying to arrest him. So it was another situation. So, you know, we went and turned ourselves in at the Pacific Station there in Venice. And after I gave my statement, you know, he came out and he said, you know, well, you're under arrest for first-degree murder. And I said, what are you talking about? There was no gun. You were lying, all this other stuff. And they took my bail away from me. I was at no bail. They gave Snoop a bail of $1 million, and, you know, it takes 6 hours for it to be processed, and, you know, he got out. But I sat in jail with no bail for 18 months.
Okay.
So, yeah.
18 months?
18 months with no bail. We kept having bail hearings, and they would not give me bail. So we filed, it's called a writ of habeas corpus, which puts me in front of
judge. Yeah, bring the body to court, yes.
So that put me in front of Judge Ito. You remember Judge Ito?
Yes, I do.
And Judge Ito read the facts of the case. Yeah. Judge Ito, you know, he read the facts of the case and said there's no way this man should be in jail. And he granted me bail. He set it at $1 million and provided that I'd be on house arrest because I was the trigger man. So I went from being in jail to house arrest.
So let's go back, Malik. Let's go back. You sat in jail.
Yes.
You made the call. You said, this is Malik Lee. My badge number is XXX. This is what happened. This is where we are, and we're here till you get here. You went. Snoop had – he got $1 million bond.
Mm-hmm.
They refused you bond and said you sit in jail for a year and a half.
Yes.
On a first-degree murder charge.
That's what happened. Yeah, you go figure
what it out. Sitting in jail,
mm-hmm.
What was going through your mind? I mean, they basically refused you bond, so you had to be there at their mercy.
Well, what happened? I mean, when I went to the county, I was in there with the riot people. You know,
yes, yes.
I was in there with all of them, and the Menendez brothers were right down the hall because it was a high power case, so it was K-10 at that time, which was a keep away.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in solitary confinement because they couldn't put me in general population. So basically, I was in the hole by myself, you know, and that was crazy. I've never been arrested before prior to that, never been in jail. So I go from being free doing my job to a hole. And my life, I saw everything right before my eyes all the time. At nighttime, I remember the walls moving. I remember people, the arguing. And I remember the fighting. I remember all of that. I remember everything that I heard that I couldn't see. You know, because basically you're in a cell, but you know, when you look out your door, that's all you see is just another door. But you hear the commotion. Everything is just so loud in there. I don't know if you remember the movie Hurricane, when Denzel Washington
yes.
played that, but that's what I went through. I remember God telling me what I was going to do. I remember the music that he said that I was, you know, I remember the music that I got a chance to sit under. I remember all of that saturating into my spirit for what I was going to do later on. I had no intentions on doing music. I wanted to be an athlete, you know.
Did you get a chance to write, Malik? Could you write home?
That's all I did. You know, that's all I did. I wrote, and that's, you know, I'm going to publish those books later. I wrote 5 different books, you know, and under the pen name The Messenger, and all those books I still have. All the writings I still have. A lot of my music, you know, is from the writings. So that initially, you know, it prepped me for, you know, what we're doing, you know, for what we're doing now.
Now, take me to that time. Family, what did you say to your family when you could call? What could you say?
Really say too much because I knew that all my phone calls were being taped. So I really couldn't say too much, you know, to my family at that time. And I chose not to talk to them as much. I didn't want letters. I didn't want pictures because I knew that I wasn't going to be there. I was not going to end up being in jail. So when you get the pictures and the letters and all that, it makes you become stagnant, and you think that that's where you're going to be. So I didn't even set my mind up for that. I knew that, you know, whatever time that I was there, it was going to go by so fast, and I knew that I would be vindicated. I knew the truth was going to come out. So I didn't want pictures, didn't want letters. I still got letters, but it was hard for me to read them because I knew what my family and my friends were going through. I knew that whatever I had to go through, you know, it was a day-by-day, minute-by-minute thing that I could handle. I just put myself in that frame of mind.
Let me ask you, Malik.
I didn't want the pictures. I didn't want to talk to my son, all that stuff.
Was there a breaking point for you, and when? Was there a breaking point? I mean, 18
yeah.
months, didn't yeah. want the letters, don't want yeah. to see nothing because you don't want to tear yourself down. When was your breaking point?
There was a breaking point. I remember when I went back for my second or third bail hearing, and I went there, and Snoop and everybody was there, and at that time he couldn't even look at me. He didn't even look at me because we knew that the bail was going to be denied again. So when we went up for bail review again and they denied me, Snoop just put his head down, and I did. And when they took me back in the back, I went off, and that was it. I broke. Nobody knows it, but they tried to put me in a straitjacket. I was about to get zapped with the taser, all of that stuff, and it just I broke. You know, it was way too much for me to handle because I didn't understand why I was in that position. You know.
So did Snoop come visit you, or any of his people come visit you?
No, no one. I didn't get a chance to talk to Snoop ever because, you know, he was involved in the case. He was another defendant.
Right.
So, you know, I couldn't talk to him. The only one I really spoke to, I spoke to Suge 2 or 3 times until we figured out that everything that we were saying, whether it was good or bad or whatever, it was definitely monitored. So they stopped us from talking.
Suge Knight.
Yes, I didn't get a chance.
What did he
say
to you?
He just told me just to keep my head up, and if they give me bail, that he'll come and get me. My family will be taken care of, while I'm going through that. And that was it. He told me that everything was going to be all right, you know, and it was. I got a chance to talk to Pac briefly, you know, when he was at the studio when I called in one time, and he told
me. So you called the studio and spoke to Tupac?
Yeah, I talked to Pac. I talked to a lot of people briefly.
What did he say to you?
I know you're all right, man. Just keep your head up, and I'll see you when you get out. You know, it's just don't even worry about it. And, you know, that was something that was big.
Folks, you're listening to Ken McCoy Radio, an exclusive with Malik Lee, and I know this is very difficult for him to recall this troublesome time that was in his life, but it was a time of patience for him. You're hearing it exclusively from Malik Lee, breaking down what happened during the trial. He's telling you he spoke to Tupac on the phone. He was with Suge Knight. Suge Knight was basically telling him everything will be okay. You know, denied bail hearing, sitting in basically solitary confinement in a K-10 situation, keep him away from everybody else because it was a high-profile situation. Okay, Malik, take us to you going in front of Judge Ito, made famous in the O.J. case. What happened when you were acquitted?
Oh, when we were acquitted?
Take us to that
first
day.
Of all,
they said,
mean,
Malik, you got to be at court. What time did you have to be at court?
We had to be at court every day at 8:30.
Okay.
We had, and that was something else too, because at that time when they did give us bail, I had moved from actually I moved way out in the valley, so us getting to court at 8:30 was, man, it was hard because the traffic, as you know, the traffic was crazy in LA. So we had a driver that got me there and that got Snoop there, and it was so hectic to try to make it there because we spent 30 minutes coming in just from outside the courtroom with the paparazzi and everybody to get in. And, you know, the judge didn't care about that. He didn't care. So if we had to get there at 6:30 to go through all that, we had to do that.
That's right.
So a couple of times, you know, that we were late, you know, momentarily late, you know, we got reprimanded for that. So, but it was extremely crazy. The day that we were acquitted, it was the happiest day of my life. I remember my parents coming, and I have the actual audio of that tape, and you can hear my mom screaming, you know, when we the courtroom erupted.
Well, that day was around the world and on VH1, anybody that saw it, it was, you know, they had court TV was there, and it had a two-person shot of Snoop on one side and you sitting next to Snoop just posted, and you both were staring forward, and of course the whole world was watching because in their minds all they knew was there was Snoop on trial, but who was that brother sitting next to Snoop? Because it was never very, very clear to the public until that day.
Right. Hello?
So
yeah.
Let me ask you this, Malik.
Mm-hmm.
Did you and Snoop sitting there, did you say anything? Did you whisper to each other? Did you say anything?
Yeah, and I mean, there's a picture that's still being shown of Snoop and I. And when we were vindicated, we were hugging right there. And all we, you know, all I said to him was like, "Man, I told you it's all good. Don't even worry about it." I said, "God got us. So now, what are we gonna do?" I remember telling him that and asking him that because, you know, we had a plan. You know, I think that we went through that situation for a reason. You know. And I think that even now, when you go to Snoop's bio and you look at, you know, at anything that he's done, McKinley Lee is always mentioned in every aspect of his life. And I think that's for a reason, you know. So it's bigger than him and I, you know. And I think that when we come back together again in a different situation, it'll be big again, you know. So I think that all this time that's passed, it's for the better. You know, because the music has changed so much right now, and the industry has changed so much, you know.
I want everybody to know this is Malik Lee. We're going to come back, Malik. We're going to play the song All or Nothing, because
okay.
I think that's where you were. And I want everybody to understand this is a new song by Malik coming out very, very soon. Malik, when should this album come out?
We're looking at the end of the first quarter, the beginning of the second quarter, definitely. We start heavy marketing and heavy promotion at the beginning of the first quarter, and with the documentary and the television show and the music. So that
I want everybody to know this is Malik Lee exclusive radio. Man, this is I mean I'm not even there and I'm feeling some pain and you know, and I'm feeling closed in and claustrophobic. People,
yeah.
You know, this is why we need to do this, but we'll be right back after we play All or Nothing at All. Here it is. It's coming. Malik Lee.
Cool. It's all or nothing. Yeah. No turning back.
Black side.
Yeah. The vigilante.
Uh-huh.
And rolling.
Come on.
Yeah.
All or nothing. Nothing, 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 all or
nothing.
Nothing.
Got no time for no frontin', I'm in it to win it, from the beginning to the ending. I was born to lead, the creed of my pedigree, prophecy before me for the proof of the vitamin. I'll never give up, like Die Hard to Bruce Willis, this cat's the realest with a dog bite that's vicious. My lyrics be killing them, murderous like a villain, this felon going to heaven with the saints and the reverence. It's all for nothing, I done seen the victory, defeating in me, cause I'm more than a champion. So swing low, sweet chariot, and let me ride, tales from the dark side, the black side. Don't push me, can move me, been delivered from felonies. No turning back now, the world's behind me. It's all or nothing now, the cross before me. So I trust in God with all my heart. My hope is for real, in my faith I can see it. All the riches that the kingdom will share, if I keep my eyes and my focus on the glory. So pull out your blessings, make room to receive it. There's no understanding in the mind of a mortal man. That's why the mind of Christ, it be in me. It's the Holy Spirit when I follow the plan.
Nothing, and I'm in it to win it. Achieve it and get it. Audacity of hope, no more sinning. Cause he pours out his blessings to make new beginnings. Created in me a new heart, mind, body, and soul. This beast got you rocking in your mind in control. Ready to take hold of this new song that I sing and build on the dream of Obama and Dr. King. Take heed and believe. Go hard or go home. Just do it, you can do it. He remains on the throne. Keep it going, keep it coming, keep it moving, keep on flowing, keep on doing, keep on growing. Just know it's all enough.
Man, you are hearing it first right here on Ken McCoy Radio, All or Nothing. You heard the words. This is Malik Lee on our show, folks, and he says in his lyrics, trust in God, the mind of Christ is in me. And I can tell you that's the only way I can say that Malik made it through that troublesome, I call it a troublesome time, to say it lightly. I mean, you can't imagine a guy getting told you get no bail, you didn't do any crimes before this, you get no bail, you stay there with a bunch of weirdos and sickos and killos and all these other kind of people, and then it's such a high profile and everybody, all your life is in front and everybody's got information, but they're not getting the proper information, and so you're sitting in court until that one day to say you are not guilty. Malik, taking God to the next level in your life. You said the mind of Christ is in me. And I can say, tell us that, because to go through this, I mean, people listening at this, I want them to understand I'm feeling the pain, and by just what your words are, tell us how God pulled you through it and what you're working on now.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, you a lot of people say that they have, you know, God in them, and they really do all this other things. I mean, and it's I believe them. But I think that sometimes when you go through something and you're chosen for something, that God is going to allow you to go through more than you think that you can handle, you know. And he would never put too much on you that you can't handle. So a lot of people think that they know what they want to do in life, and it's not always what you want to do. It's what God wants you to do and what He wants you to be. So, like I, you know, like I had said all my life, I thought that I was going to be in the NFL. That was there was no doubt in my mind that you know that was my destiny. From high school to you know to college to trying to do everything, that was my plan. But you know, God had another plan for me. You know what I mean? And He allowed me to go this route to get to where I am right now. So, I mean, I had an awakening. I had an epiphany. I heard the voice in my head. I saw the vision. I saw everything that I was supposed to do. And, you know, and I've been doing it. You know, there's no time limit for God. You know what I mean? So when you're ready and it's time for you to be released, then you will be. You know, and that's what I believe in my heart. And that's why I stayed down for so long. And I knew what I had to do.
Mm-hmm. Man, folks. Malik Lee is telling us his mindset, how he made it through this situation. Now we're going to fast forward to today, current time. Malik, okay, I'm going to tell him, I know you're into cars. You have a label that's producing some of your own music. You have a book. You have a documentary. Tell everybody what you're working on now.
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, I thank God for even allowing me to go through this process. Over the years, I'm finally to the point right now where I can release, you know, my music and everything that I've been doing, you know, from the documentaries to, like you said, the race team, the clothing line, the energy drinks, everything that I've been working on all these years, it's finally, you know, coming into fruition to happen. I have a company. It's called Leg Entertainment, which stands for Lean Entertainment Group. And basically, it's all of my entities under one umbrella. It's the race team that's called Vigilante Racing. It's the energy drink that's coming out soon. It's the clothing line called Vigilante Rock. And it's the record label itself, which is Blackside Vigilante Records. So all of these things that, you know, we're a self-contained unit. And this is the last year is when everything came together. I was blessed to finally get the right personnel behind me and the right sponsorship and the right team. And that was the big difference for us right there.
Man, now right now, Malik, you have all this going on. Now you tell everybody about your family.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. The music that you heard that's called All or Nothing. That was my wife, Rochelle Lee. She's one of the songwriters. That's for the record company. She does a lot of all of my graphic work. All of my business that she was taking care of, you know, prior to this point. So that's big. I have five boys. You know, we coach football. We coach Pop Warner football together. It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. I just can't wait to get the documentary out so you can kind of see. The documentary itself is called Higher. Murder was the case they gave me, and that entails everything from the racing to everything. And you're going to see on this documentary the heart of my family, you know, from my family to my football family to my racing family, everything that we're doing together. And like I said, this last 6 months to a year is when all the finances and everything came together for us really to do this. I'm being sponsored by another company right now that really came in and stepped up big, and that's Santec. You know, if it hadn't been for Tran Sanders and Bruce Sanders, we wouldn't be where we are right now to really bring this to you. You know, and remember that name, Bruce Sanders, because my team, Vigilante Racing, he is the face of our team, of our race team. It's a remarkable, remarkable story behind him, who he is, how we met, everything that we went through together to get to this point right now. It's remarkable. So it's just a blessing in disguise to even to be where we are right now.
And I want people to hear, there was something you said that just stuck with me, and I'm glad you mentioned the people that are supporting you, your family, your mm-hmm. sponsors, Santec, and jumping in. These are people that believe in you, and you know, this interview with you and I we've been trying this for at least three years, trying to get this done, and schedules and all of that. But even when we go to the same church, but it's taken this long, but we mm-hmm. needed to make this time the right time to make it happen the right way. And one of the things that you said specifically is you're glad that you went through it because God will never give you more than you can handle. Mm-hmm. And for a man to come forth and say, at this point in his life, I'm glad I went through it because it prepared me for this now, is a testimony in itself. Because you said something to me on the air that somebody said to me when I went through one of the darker parts of my life, exactly. And that's why I'm saying when people hear this, I want you folks to understand this is not about gossip. This is about testimony and testament and true courage and faith that will get you through situations. And for him to say identical to what someone called me 15 years ago when I went through something very devastating, to tell me God will never give me more than I can handle. And it's in my new book called The Right Angle. So it's not that we are making this up. We didn't discuss this interview, and I don't script questions. You're hearing it right here on Ken McCoy Radio. So, Malik, what else is happening for you, buddy? What you got? You got your record label, Higher. If you want to see the CD cover for Higher, go to Facebook, folks. Malik is standing there, got his arm out before he took the picture. Okay, I'm going to leave him alone.
Yeah.
What else
We're getting ready for the beginning of the year. Leg Entertainment, we're hitting it big, man. We're coming out with the a television show pilot that we're getting ready for. It's called From the Streets to the Track. And you're going to get a chance to see exactly what we're talking about, you know. And this entails, you know, the racing and my love for cars and the introduction of Bruce Sanders and everything that we're doing with the cars. And that's big. And that's going to on that show is going to introduce aspects of our business, the racing, the energy drinks, the clothing line, the music. Everything is going to be introduced on that show, getting you ready for the documentary. Yes, sir.
Well, we definitely want to give a shout out to Bruce Sanders for having a vision. I mean, bottom line, for having a vision for and to turn that vision into action.
That's
the
whole
next
point.
Step.
I mean, this guy is, when I came to him and with my vision, him and Tran, when I came to them with my vision, there was no questioning. There was no, you know, what this, there was none of that. You know, he believed in it. He saw it. God put it in his heart to do it. And everything that I've ever asked for, it's happened. So I know I'm in the right place. You know what I mean? I can't,
yes,
I'm
I
comfortable.
Do.
And when and I can create when I'm comfortable. And that is the biggest blessing that any artist or any athlete or anyone that's really doing something can have, is the freedom to create. You know? And they better watch out because, we're coming.
So we're excited. We have Malik Lee on Ken McCoy Radio. Anybody that missed this could pull it back up a little bit later on. It'll be on iTunes. We want you to hear this. We want you to be blessed by this man telling you what's happening. You know, he's a man. He's a family man. He's a husband. He's a Christian. He's a businessman, entrepreneur, visionary, and he has a support group with him that he's blessing them, they're blessing him. It's a collaboration, folks, and we want you to understand that and get with the program in your mind that there's a vision and then there's action after that. That equals success. So stay with us as we come back. We'll be back with Malik Lee in just a minute. We're going to play our promotional commercial again, Henderson Cadillac, because they came in, jumped in. Matter of fact, the funny thing is his mom, Mr. Jeffrey Henderson's mom, grew up with Snoop's mom. So this is true story, Henderson's Cadillac. We'll be right back right after this.
Henderson's Cadillac, located at 940 East Compton Boulevard, Compton, California. New pre-owned vintage Cadillacs, insurance collisions, repairs, welcome. Ask for Jeffrey Henderson's operations manager at 310-594-2097. That's 310-594-2097. Complete Automotive Center. If you had an accident in your car, the repairs are over $5,000. We'll give you a free rent-a-car up to 5 working days. That's a free rent-a-car up to 5 working days. That's Henderson's Cadillac, 940 East Compton Boulevard. Boulevard, Compton, California. That number again is 310-594-2097. That's 310-594-2097. Or you can hit us on our website at www.thejeffreyhendersonshow.com. That's www.thejeffreyhendersonshow.com. That's Henderson's Cadillacs for all your service needs. That number again is 310-594-2097. 310-594-2097.
And we want to thank you for listening to the Ken McCoy Radio. Our special guest on this show was Malik Lee, giving you the breakdown, the background, and the backbone of what happened in the murder case that he and Snoop were acquitted of. And Malik, we definitely want to say to you, brother, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank
and,
you.
And edifying everybody on what was really going on, who you connected with, who you didn't connect with, who didn't get in touch with you during your time of trouble, but yet during your time of tribulation to get you to where you are now.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you very much for allowing me to even tell the story, man. And like I said, look out for us at the beginning of the year. You're definitely going to hear a lot about Leg Entertainment and Vigilante. Definitely.
Ladies and gentlemen, Malik Lee. Malik, thank you very much, man. And we'll be talking to you soon, brother. Seeing you at church. And just stay focused. And good luck on what you're doing, because God is in your hands. And he's got your support team with you, your Leg Entertainment group. Higher. Y'all, I was bumping higher at 30,000 feet. When he premiered it to me, he says, "Ken, take this with you to Atlanta." And I was bumping it, y'all. So you're gonna have to. We're gonna announce when that comes out, and we'll make sure that we'll make it available for people to get copies as well.
Great. Hey, also, man, I want to thank.
Yes, sir.
Hey, all these years you've been down with me, man. I want to say thank you, and we really appreciate that. And like I said, you got a blessing coming. You'll see.
Well, you know, we have tried this for more than 3 years, man, and
yeah,
I'm just glad that we finally chiseled out a window to make it happen.
Definitely.
And I know my listeners are going to be blessed. Huh?
Yeah, hit them with that paparazzi.
I love that. So we're gonna come back with paparazzi next. Malik, thank you. We're going to hit paparazzi up right now. Thank
right,
you, buddy.
Right. Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
God bless you, man.
You too.
You heard Malik Lee on our show, folks, and we're going to come back right back with paparazzi right now because, again, this is he. So now that you've heard his testimony, you, when you hear the words from paparazzi, you'll understand. So check it out, paparazzi.
This goes out to the paparazzi and the media back in the day when they tried to get me. It's funny how y'all get information twisted and make the people believe what you want them to believe, knowing in your hearts, man, that you're wrong for doing what you're doing. This situation caused the family unnecessary grief. You know it wasn't murder. It was self-defense. The paparazzi watching me pop with the camera shooting because I'm famous. Try to get an angle. The bold they flash, my life before my eyes. People of all them lies and spies, they try to get me. The reason to be defeated all my enemies. No one here to challenge. You can't convict me. A rebel for fun, don't run with the gun. Vigilante and character, Holy Spirit protector. The editorial colorless edition. Words give up confession, warm blooded admission. Guiltless reason, the reason for my innocence was self-defense. The Lord was my witness. The media circled me, painted a picture vividly, and tried to turn the whole world against me. If I did the crime, I had to do the time. But didn't commit the crime, but still I had to do the time.
Everything, and when you're seeing me for me, but when the paparazzi come and twisted everything you see, they know what is right from wrong, but what is really going on, the truth will always set you free.
Ways are ridiculous, tainted the information. Homicide is serious. Accusations form with a conclusion. Meditated some thoughts, they set me up for losing. I sat in jail, confused without a bail. Solitary confinement, lonesome in the cold cell. I had to find my way up out of misery, knowing it's just a test. My Lord, he wouldn't forget me. Paparazzi flashing the evil thoughts that frame me with a picture way before the jury. Heard a word, a lecture of the truth. I swear, up in the booth, the spirit, it did convince me. No murderous thoughts, a victim of a homicide. No gang relations, reason for a hoo-ha. My true ambition was service and protection, serving for God, the vigilante by your side.
Everything, and when you're seeing me for me, but when the paparazzi come and everything you see, and knowing what is right from wrong, but what is really going on, the truth will always set you free. Oh, paparazzi.
It's bitter and sweet, agony without defeat. Feeling inside, the knowledge that a brother died, a wrong for death,
Satan put them to the test. It's sad to say, only the strong survive. I feel your pain, pity for the family. Hopefully one day, I know you can forgive me. I know it's hard living through the tragedy. The paparazzi bringing back the memories. I can't forget it, I see it in my sleep. I picture your funeral, your mama when she weeps. The Lord knows, I'm praying for my enemies. Just think about it, are you really all my enemies? Or are we all victims of the paparazzi? Lies and ties, pictures to convict me. I had to do it, trigger had to pull it. The world, you gotta know my life, it was in danger.
Everything is everything, and when you're seeing it for me, but when the paparazzi come and put this everything you see, and knowing what is right from wrong, but what is really going on, the truth will always set you free. Oh, paparazzi.
Goes out to the paparazzi and the prosecution. Back in the day, they tried to convict me for a murder charge, knowing it wasn't murder, it was really self-defense. Also out to the family members deceased. God knows, I feel your pain. I didn't mean to do it, but sorry.
You heard it right here on Ken McCoy Radio, the story of Malik Lee. Man, we are so excited that he had a chance to come on, tell his story, give his testimony. But one of the other things I want you to know, folks, that he was sorry for what he had to do. Of course, it wasn't something that where there was intent or malice. So again, he's still troubled. If you heard the tone in his voice, he's still troubled that he had to do that. But again, he was doing his job. I want to thank everybody for listening to Ken McCoy Radio, and just remember Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I'm going to tell you something, he had to have the strength of Christ to make it through that ordeal. And, of course, we thank everybody around the world for listening. We thank everybody on all the social networks for tuning in. And we just want to say, keep your head up, folks. A lot of times we go through things, we don't understand it all, but there is a reason. There is a reason. And we just want you to understand some things about patience. And we're thankful that you tuned in. This will be available for a rebroadcast later on, so you can go to iTunes and pull it if you want to hear something that he said earlier. But be strengthened, be edified, be positive. And don't forget to go out and do some social causes in the community. Don't wait till the holidays. Go do certain things in the community that will uplift you. Help out other families. Be a benefactor to other people. You know, do some things, whether you pick United Way, Red Cross, Salvation Army, don't wait till the holidays to be joyful. Spend time with your family, love on your family and friends, connect with people that make a difference in your life. The book, my book, The Right Angle, will be out soon, and it will be available on ebook as well. But there's a lot of things that you learn in life, and one of the things that I just want to simply say is that God is never late. God is always there for us. So take time, spend time in the Word. Go to a church near you where you can hear the word preached from the Bible so that you could know that that is the word of God itself. And then check it for yourself. Don't just take man's perception of it and perspective. Get it for yourself. Support yourself with people who have the same vision as you do. I want to say God bless you. Thank you for listening to Ken McCoy Radio. We have a lot of very special guests coming up in November. So look forward to major shows. And we want to thank everybody again, Malik Lee, Jeffrey Henderson, Ecclesia University for sponsoring us. To get in touch with Ecclesia, you can call 559-252-4000. It's biblical university located in Fresno, California. Henderson's Cadillac is located in Compton, California. And we just want to thank you, and we want to say the Gospel Fest is coming to Fresno November 6th at the Westside Church of God, 1422 West California, Fresno, California. The Gospel Music Workshop of America is putting this together, and we want to thank Christian Harris for providing us tickets. So tomorrow we will be at the corner of Cedar and Ashland, right at Youth Ops. We will be giving away. I'm taking these four tickets to the Gospel Fest to the Youth Ops Car Wash tomorrow, where we will be helping out young people. So that's where I'm busy, but that's what I do, is try to help out. So I will be there. I'm taking this four-pack of Gospel Fest tickets, and I'm going to give it away tomorrow at Youth Ops over there probably about 10 o'clock at 4421 North Cedar. So if you happen to be over there and you happen to mention Gospel Fest, then I'll just probably have your ticket. I want to say this has been fun. Tennessee was great last week, but I was so glad to get Malik Lee on the show. And I want to give a personal thank you to his sponsors that jumped in to piggyback on his vision. I've been watching this man for a while, and he's very focused, very entrepreneurial, and people like that need good people to be with them so that better things can happen. So I want to say God bless you, and everybody pray for the man, pray for his group, and pray for me as we move forward. God bless you all, and thank you for listening to Ken McCoy Radio. It's been fun. Thank you all for listening. It's fun, y'all. Thank you. Goodbye. God bless.